Hi everyone, American Jew here. I'm just gonna share a few thoughts, if that's okay. The first is, I cannot believe how many people just don't see it. Like, it's frustrating to me how these are people that I love and that I get along with, that I have relationships with, I've cultivated relationships with, and that I appreciate, and yet when it comes to their religion, they don't see how some are weaponizing it. As a media member, the way that Western media depicts this entire conflict is preposterous. Fareed Zakaria on CNN, I cannot believe he actually said this. I just thought it was assumed. But he said that their outlet is granted access, CNN, as long as the IDF gets final approval. That's journalistic malpractice. But you probably didn't hear about that. Also, as a media major and someone who has been in the profession for 12 years, worked for various networks, also has contacts with different networks, the framing is something that will be studied in journalism classes that is akin to how the media manufactured consent in a post-9/11 world. For example, you'll see a BBC headline that says, "Explosion kills 40." How was there an explosion exactly? Who did the exploding? We know who did it. I also think it's quite interesting how the Zionist playbook was put out for everyone to see. And what they say is, do not focus on the history. Focus on October 7th. And that is what I have seen. The water being carried to say whenever anyone says, hey, Palestinian lives should matter too. Well, do you condemn them? Do you condemn them? That framing is blasphemous, especially when different networks will bring on a Palestinian person who is losing family members. And that's how they open up the segment. Do you condemn them? I also think it's quite odd how so many people who view themselves as morally upstanding folk just take the Trump of Israel's side, a man who has been indicted on multiple charges. A man who could barely form a government without going to the most extreme people to fill seats are bending over backwards for that guy. I also think it's pretty interesting that those who view themselves as progressive, when the lone Palestinian member of Congress is censored and they say nothing or they vote for it. I do think it's also quite odd that so many media outlets will not use the G word. They just won't. And yet, if you follow what Yoav Gallant has said, if you follow what Benjamin Netanyahu has said, if you follow what any of their spokespersons have said, they're telling you what's going on. And American media is like, gotta defend themselves. The best analogy I heard for the human shield argument, which is stupidity, it's just a means of justifying war crimes. The best analogy I heard was, if there is a shooter in the school, which, welcome to America, and your kids are in the school, and your cousins are in the school, and your friends' friends are in the school, or your friends are in the school, doesn't matter, and the police say, we're just going to take out the school, wouldn't you be a little ticked off? I mean, I know I would. I'm deeply frustrated with the amount of people that cannot differentiate that being anti-Zionist is not anti-Semitic. It just isn't. Another thing from a media perspective is the journalists who are on the ground. Their houses are being bombed. And yet when I see different outlets frame journalists killed in Gaza, journalists killed, and it's not usually in action. It's their place of residence. Do I think the tide is turning? Yes, but very, very slowly. Because as a friend said to me earlier, who also works in media, the younger generation seems to get it a lot more, but that is going to take time for those feelings to manifest. Lastly, if you hear anybody speak on their experiences when they have gone to Israel and then when they have gone to Gaza, you will hear about the segregation. You will hear how some people are not allowed to use roads because they are Palestinian. You will hear about they have no right to vote in the land that has been taken from them. It's very frustrating. And again, to reiterate, speaking as a Jewish American, I am filled with sadness and simultaneously disappointment at so many who just don't see it.